Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, August the 14th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police launches a countrywide crackdown on land barons who are said to be behind the illegal massive parceling out of land to desperate home seekers.
And we are going to be working closely together with City of Harare and local government to ensure these land barons, once they are arrested, their dockets are processed and they are taken to court.
First Lady Grace Mugabe relaunches her verbal attacks on former Vice President Joyce Mujuru for problems afflicting ZANU-PF and also takes aim at MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai and non-governmental organizations.
After dismissing two Gweru MDCT councillors last week, local government minister Sylvia Kasukwere today suspended the remaining 13 councillors from the Midlands local authority. The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, says Zimbabwe is expected to use its laws to address the killing of the famous Cecil the Lion by an American professional hunter, Walter Palmer.
The killing of Cecil the Lion has attracted great public attention. It's attracted a lot of passionate debate. We expect the Zimbabwean authorities to take the necessary action in accordance with national laws.
These and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The First Lady Grace Mugabe today relaunched her verbal attacks on former Vice President Joyce Mujuru for problems afflicting the ruling ZANU-PF party and criticized former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and non-governmental organizations at a rally in Binga. Thomas Chiribasi has more details.
Addressing thousands of ZANU-PF supporters at a rally in Binga today, First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is also the ruling party's Women's League secretary, accused the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru of creating the factionalism that is now rife in ZANU-PF and labeled her a beetroot. Without giving any details, the First Lady said factionalism was re-emerging in ZANU-PF after the Revolutionary Party's Congress held in December last year.
If you want to go it alone and take your own political route, you will be lost forever. Even civil servants know the regulations that when you are fired, you have been fired and that's it. I'm not afraid of anyone but God. I said it long back that you should apologize. But some people pretend they are ignorant, they are fools. We come here time and again after every 5 years looking for your votes, but we don't want any factionalism. Every time that we will be preoccupied with factionalism, we will not have time to work for the people. Now factionalism is beginning to show signs of reemerging, and there are people who want to tarnish the image of leadership. To them, stop it.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Mrs. Mujuru as she was not answering her phone. Prior to the ZANU-PF Congress, the First Lady launched a series of attacks on Mujuru, accusing her of being corrupt and plotting to topple her husband from power, charges that the former deputy president has denied. Mrs. Mugabe also told her supporters that MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai was a power-hungry politician who should wait for his turn to lead the country. She said her husband, President Robert Mugabe, was a God-given leader who should rule Zimbabwe in perpetuity.
From 2013 to 2018, you cannot sleep. You are busy looking for people to campaign for you. You are spending several nights looking for sangomas so that you may lead.
Responding, Mr. Tsvangirai told Studio 7 exclusively that Mr. Mugabe was determined to rule Zimbabwe for as long as he lives and taking the country down the drain in the process. The opposition leader is urging Zimbabweans to mobilize against Mr. Mugabe's continued leadership.
Mugabe has become now the liability, not only to his party, but also to the whole country. It's almost like an albatross. The country cannot move. So it's almost like holding the whole country to ransom. And for me, if he were to decide to contest again, forget about economic recovery. Because we know the kind of man he is. He's not going to reverse his thinking. In fact, as he grows older, it's almost like he's in an intransigent position. So who, in fact, if you ask even some of the so-called friends, like Russians and the Chinese, the reason why they're not going to put money in this country is too high risk because of his age. Because they say, beyond how do we invest in a 91-year-old? Unless you tell us the succession and who is going to be the next president, we cannot invest in a 91-year-old person. So he becomes the albatross to the country's potential.
Mrs. Mugabe, who took the opportunity to give food handouts to the people of Binga, accused non-governmental organizations of not assisting needy people who have no access to food, saying they only become concerned during election times.
Our children think that NGOs are a good thing. NGOs are owned by white people. What the NGOs want is that the people who live here in Binga should remain living in abject poverty so that they can bring handouts to you. If you see anyone knocking on your doors all the time, that person does not like you.
However, Studio 7 failed to get a comment from the director of the National Association of NGOs, Onango, Sifas Zinunwe, who was said to be in a meeting. As the 2018 elections draw near, Mrs. Mugabe appealed for the people of Binga to vote for ZANU-PF, saying they will not get anything from the opposition. Since the formation of the MDC in 1999, ZANU-PF has never won a parliamentary seat in Binga. The First Lady said ZANU-PF was failing to deliver economically because of sanctions imposed by the West on President Mugabe and his inner circle. But the opposition claims Mr. Mugabe and his party have run out of ideas to run the country and revive its economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.